talking with Luke Sternberg of AHSDW, seems to be a frequent regular here on KSOM. You get the 400, you set a new conference meet, and yet it's not your fastest time of the year, but you got to be happy with that.
Yeah, super happy. I always love joining the KSOM show, too. but, yeah, super happy with how tonight went. You know, having this kind of competition really elevates your times. And, you know, trainers are fast track, too, so we knew we're going to be able to come out here and put down some fast times. And there's been a ton of just meet records overall from all the competition here. But, yeah, in my 400, it's been a while since I'd been down in that low 49s, you know, because I had Drake and then a meet after that, and I knew I wanted to get back down to running pretty fast. So being able to get out tonight against some super fast competition, the Riverside kid Noki ran pretty well. He just having like those guys to push me, especially down towards the end of the line, it was super helpful, and I felt like I finished way stronger tonight than I had in the past.
And in the 200, I mean the 100, you just got to admire the talent that is in this conference. I mean, you're going up against some heavy hitters from Trainer, Anderson from Logan Magnolia. What's it like to just run against those guys in those races? I mean, it makes you probably want to speed things up.
No kidding. Yeah, it's crazy. The WIC should definitely have a good showing at state this year, being able to take home some medals. But yeah, those guys are super fast. And even in the 100, it was crazy fast tonight. But definitely, yeah, you come around the turn and you see those guys really pushing out in front of you. It just makes you want to dig harder. And it does numbers for like the mental side of track, you know, just being able to dig deeper and deeper until you cross that finish line. And I feel like that helped me to get my season best tonight definitely a lot.
Well, we'll see you next week in Griswold. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks.